Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, tell us what's happening with this insurance companies, is it? What is it?
Yes. The architect of the Obamacare, which is known as the Affordable Health Care Act, mm-hmm. is actually, they're saying, is the brother of Rahm Emanuel, who was the secretary, the chief of staff of President Obama.
Which is now the governor of Chicago?
Mayor of Chicago.
Mayor of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Okay,
and so
mayor.
His brother, Ezekiel mm-hmm. Rahm.
Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Wow. Ezekiel.
EZ12,
right?
EZ12. Definitely a sign.
Right.
He wrote an article in the New Republic, and it's entitled "Insurance Companies as We Know It, as We Know Them, Are About to Die." And
wait a minute, these insurance companies that people are relying on?
Yes, yes, yes.
They're about to die. This is the architect of the healthcare,
of
the Affordable Healthcare
yes.
Act, which some people call Obamacare, some people call affordable, but it's the new healthcare thing that we have Concerned Women for America coming in. You know, Penny mm-hmm. Nance is coming in to speak. I'm sure we're going to have her on the program this
yeah,
week.
That's very exciting, about by the it. Way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a direct quote. He says, "The good news is you won't have insurance companies to kick around much longer. The system is changing, and as a result, insurance companies, as they are now, will be going away. Indeed, they are already evolving, and for the next few years, insurance companies will both continue to provide services to employers and increasingly compete against each other in health service insurance exchanges." And so basically what they're talking about is creating these new organizations called accountable care organizations, which basically encompass networks that involve doctors and hospitals working together to provide the best, you know, rate to us, the consumer. And so what they're trying
to do... I'll give you $25 for that liver.
Exactly.
Really?
Well,
I was joking.
They're,
really?
Well, they're trying to compete with the insurance companies to get those profits out. You know, whatever profit the insurance company is making, these new, what they're calling them, let's see, HCOs, Accountable Care Organizations. And so they're saying this is going to be the future of healthcare. So it's a network of doctors and hospitals together.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really interesting as you're seeing all of this unfold is like, man, if this was part of the plan, I would have liked to know this ahead of time. You know what I mean?
Well, we have to be, you know, clear here. You know, people just hear what they want to hear.
Mm.
They hear what they want to hear. People wanted to hear, I want stuff and things and I want everything taken care of. But this is what our president said when he was running for office. There's one thing about President Barack Obama, just so you know, that he tells us and nobody pays attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is what he said. And this is his belief system. And if you understand the history of America, I can kind of understand what he's talking about because if you won't do it this way,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be this way, but you could have done it this way, but you didn't do it. But, in the context of that, he said in the very beginning in his campaign, he said that, I think there needs to be a single payer healthcare plan.
Mm.
And nobody even knows what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do, but really they don't. I mean, we had to find out what hegemony meant. And so you know, they would just want hegemony crickets, you know, like, what is this? It's like, it must be something important. You look at it, it's like, oh, they want to rule the world. Okay.
World domination.
What's wrong with saying they want to rule the world? Hegemony crickets. You know, we need to say something here. Well, in regards to the president, he said that we believe there needs to be a single player health care plan. And then some of his aides or whatever you call the guys that come in, the czars, whatever that's helping him out, they're openly saying, I think the one that wrote the book Nudge, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Is that Cass?
Cass Sunstein, possibly, but I don't know. But he said, you know, we're going to have to do all this. Oh, this whole thing is a Trojan horse.
Mm.
You know, but the Trojan horse to do what he said he was going to do. So it's not, you cannot say that our president wasn't honest with us.
Right.
You can just say, I refuse to listen to what he was saying to us. And you know, lived up, you know, pipe dreams and you did not address the fact there's still not a viable plan out there to take care of our neighbors.
Mm.
As Christians, we cannot say, don't have health care for folks. I mean, get out of that argument. Even if it takes you, how can you say that you're not going to take care of someone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That's a self-reliant statement as a Christian. Now, I can understand if you're not a Christian, but as a Christian, you know, we're called to, you know, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was sick, you know, you cared about me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's important. And so we can't buy into this. And so what he said in John, I remember him saying it very specifically, and I didn't know what a single payer healthcare plan was at that mm-hmm. time, but he said that we need, I believe it needs to be a single payer healthcare plan. And one of his aides just openly said, and they have, you know, and I don't think it's wrong for his aide to openly say what he believed in. It's just the people don't listen respond.
This is the title of Ezekiel's book.
What is it?
Reinventing American Healthcare. How the Affordable Health Care Act improve are terribly complex, blatantly unjust, outrageously expensive, and grossly inefficient, error-prone system.
Wow.
That's the title.
Wow.
But it's called the Reinventing the American Health Care.
Well, I want to say this right now. I know you're going to finish that up, but so what is a single-payer health care plan? That's the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. The ultimate goal, if it succeeds, is to have a single-payer health care plan. Which means this. Right now, you have all these mechanisms. You keep the same doctor, and you're going to have your lower premiums and all these different concepts. The websites are crashing. That's all Alinsky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all just how you organize the people and get them so upset with what it is. They're willing to buy into the original intent. What the original intent was is a single-payer healthcare plan, which is this. The government is the one that provides healthcare, period. That's probably where you're going to go, but that's the government provides healthcare. I know when we were in a hospital recently, actually sometime back, we had an Israeli soldier that was there, and he was talking to us in the hospital in America. And they take care of their people in Israel. Mm-hmm. The government does. And it didn't even cross his mind. I'm thinking he showed up in his sitting there in the hospital, and he's waiting to be taken care of. But wouldn't that be cool if mm-hmm. we had a system that we took care of folks? And as Christians, who are we to say that the sad thing about it, because of how it's coming about, you know, it's not well. But that's the president has said that. He said single care health care plan. Maybe it was the man that you talked about that wrote Nudge.
Yes.
Cass Sunstein that said that. But either way, ultimately what they're trying to fix it, and they're saying fixing it, the best way to fix it is to put it in the hands, totally 100% in the hands of the driver's license office.
It's encouraging.
Right. No, sir, you don't have an appointment. Come back tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
But you need to schedule that
heart
attack.
Take a number. Can you escort him to the back of the line? Give him a shot. I mean, it's not going to be well. I mean, but understand, you know, if we rebelled against God, God puts taskmasters over us. And if we as a church don't even say we're concerned about and we have a viable plan to take care of our fellow citizens, brothers and sisters, I mean, somebody else is going to do it because God cares about people.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's basically right on track. I mean, this is where this is headed. But it's interesting how it's all really unfolding. Although there are some things that have been said, there's a lot of things that we're still trying to figure out and learn about Affordable Health Care Act. And that's why I'm really excited about Penny Nance and the interview and what she's going to be able to share, but there's more and more that we're learning, and I had no idea about these ACOs, and it's really interesting. The whole article is talking about how eventually these insurance companies are going to basically have to evolve around what these guys are getting ready to do.
And we will too. The entire country will be fundamentally transformed around the new methodology of government. You're right.
Get ready.
Well, we're going to have Penny Nance on, Concerned Women for America, coming on. She's also speaking around the nation. I believe she's going to be speaking in Pensacola, Florida on March the 14th. We'll be talking more about that at New World Landing. And join us in a future program today, four programs back to back, because we're going to talk about a Christian alternative to the present governmental health care that's breaking loose right now.
Oh, wow.
It's been around, but now thousands of people are realizing there is an alternative to that. And Fox News is reporting, we'll talk about what they're talking about in the context of that. But think about it. What if Christians begin to develop their own healthcare program where you didn't have to sell out your values and they accepted it?
Yeah.
They accepted it as a viable alternative, that you have coverage, that you have some form of coverage that's going on. And it's kind of the Christian way of doing things. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm talking about Rob Emanuel, the the mayor of Chicago, former chief of staff's brother, is the one that actually was the architect of the healthcare, Affordable Health Care Act. Ezekiel wrote a book, and he's actually talking about the future, what's going to happen with insurance in the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about that in this particular program. But first, since we have a limited amount of time, let's start now in reading the title so we actually knock it out, because the title may take up the rest of the program and future programs, and we'll cover it again.
The title of his book is...
Ezekiel's book, the brother of Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff for President
Obama, current mayor of Chicago, and who is the architect of the Affordable Health Care Act. His book is called Reinventing American Health Care: How the Affordable Care Act Will Improve Our Terribly Complex, Blatantly Unjust, Outrageously Expensive, Grossly Inefficient, Error-Prone System.
No, I'm sorry. You know how Pat and I are. You lose the second word. So break it down. Say it again.
Reinventing.
Okay, this is a reinventing. This guy that wrote it, so we need to listen to what he's saying,
right? Yeah.
He knows America. If you don't put the message in the title, they're not going to read the book.
They're not going to read it.
They still might read the book, right?
Yeah.
Can you cut and paste this thing? Okay, so reinventing.
American
healthcare. That's what this whole thing is about. The vision, then, is about reinventing.
Mm-hmm. American healthcare. So healthcare.
Which just means when surgeries and blood pressure.
Doctor's
and surgery, all that kind of stuff. Okay. All right.
How the Affordable Care Act will improve our terribly complex...
Okay, now, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, so it's either one of those words, but it's the new health care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's complex. And by the way, it's complex. I mean, it's very complex. They have coding systems. I know that your mother worked for years just figuring out the billing codes and being able to figure out, is that a 344 or a 345?
And someone's going to pay for this Tylenol.
Somebody is right. So it is complicated. It is complicated. Okay.
Blatantly unjust.
Yes. I think it's unjust. From a biblical standpoint.
Right.
I think it's good, but I think it's unjust, because if you actually go outside of your PlayStation 2 and your cable and look around and travel in your community, you'll find out that everybody doesn't have the same opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, being in law enforcement, I saw many people. Your hospitals in your city have a thing called indigent care that they put in certain hospitals. This is, okay, it's your job, Mr. Hospital, Miss Hospital, this year to handle all the indigent care. And so they would take people who doesn't have insurance and they would, you know, take care of them. But I know for a fact, I watched how they were treated.
Oh, yeah.
And they were not treated as respectful as the person who walks in with a Blue Cross Blue Shield, who had a union job, who had a better favor with education, socioeconomic situation, and wasn't repressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's fair.
That's right.
That's fair. Read it again from the beginning. Break it down again.
So reinventing American healthcare, how the Affordable Health Care Act will improve our terribly complex, blatantly unjust, and then next adjective, outrageously expensive.
Man, have you ever had a Tylenol or something in the hospital? I would, you know, that's just, isn't that amazing?
It's like, family coverage. Have you seen these premiums?
I didn't know I was paying for a left wing here on your building. I thought I just had a headache.
Yeah. You know? That's after you've paid your monthly premium. Some of these premiums, family premiums, are $600, $800 a month with deductibles into $3,000 to $5,000.
Right.
You figure, how do people in the world, I mean, do you have $3,000 worth of deductible bills during the year to meet before you can actually get some of these discounts? Very, very expensive.
Right.
Having been in the insurance business, I mean, I have seen this firsthand.
Right.
It's very, very high. Very high.
Well, not only that, you know, when, I was going through my hospitalization, I had less empathy, not because I didn't want to have empathy. Sometimes you just don't know unless you go through something and walk in somebody's shoes. And so when I was going through a hospital and doctors and all that kind of stuff and with insurance coverage, and I mean, it was amazing how fragile and how there's not checks and balances in the context of the things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there was a mistake on behalf of the hospital. And this is what they did, that when you walk into a hospital, the doctor bills separately. The doctor's office bills separately. The hospital bills separately. I'm surprised that the receptionist didn't send a bill. But they all were like, I don't know, but, you know. And so they made a mistake when I came in on their little entries, like it's the complication part.
Mm-hmm.
And
coding.
Coding, yeah. And so they just called me up less than a couple of days after my surgery. And, I was out of it. You know what I'm saying? I had the Michael Jackson just go back. I didn't feel a thing. And they tell me in the midst of why I'm still in recovery, hours in recovery, they tell me that you don't have insurance. And they tell me that you're not covered. Mm. And they just become, basically they're attacking me. Mm. They're just kind of attacking me.
While you're recovering.
Yeah. You know, and what it was they just made a mistake. They actually chose my car insurance over my health insurance, but they made the mistake. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, it's like I plotted that or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, my goodness. And so I said, after I figured out what it was, like, no, that's the car insurance. The medical insurance, you should be covered in the medical insurance. And so that's November. Well, then I get a call maybe 1 year later, the next November.
Wow.
And I haven't talked to them all since then. And the hospital aspect of it. And this lady calls me from the hospital. And she is fierce. I never met her before. I hadn't talked to anybody in the hospital. And she's just like, I'm serious. I am serious. She was just like, you. I'm like, hello. Who is this?
Right.
Right. And it felt like, somebody would say a collection agency or something. It's like, wow. I never even talked to them before. I never even heard. Who are you? Where do you work? How close are you to my proximity? Because I want to see you.
And what's sad about that is that, like, you can talk and you can understand things. You're able to, figure things out.
Well, I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that. Okay. I'm getting to that. And so then I'm just shocked. And she says, well, last time we talked to you, you were angry. And that was November coming out of surgery.
Right.
So there was notes. The young lady had notes that said I was angry because they said I wasn't covered when I was still coming out of surgery when they called me and they made a mistake about my insurance coverage. I can't remember if I was angry or not, but I remember that I was under anesthesia. And so... And so I'm talking to her, and I said, hold on a minute. So what are you talking about? And she says, you're going to have to pay this. If your insurance company doesn't pay this, I'm like, okay, hey, all right. Well, let's just slow down a little bit. What's your name? Mm-hmm. She says, I'm not going to. I'm like, you're not going to what? Okay, if we need to pay it, what happened? And they're talking about, you gave the wrong this, and you gave the wrong that. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this is my first phone call with this hospital. And I refuse to give the name presently, but I may in the future give it because this is true. And you need, this is, and I'm getting to what you're talking about. And I'm shocked. I mean, what do you do when the first phone call is, like that? That's the first phone call.
Accusations.
Yeah. Well, we'll just maybe write you a check. How about that? Yeah. And how much do we owe you? And they said, like, $400,000. I'll get back with you. I'll get back with you in a minute. So it was very expensive. And so I actually called my wife because it just kept going and going. And I put on the speakerphone, looking at my wife, like, am I doing something wrong? What's going on? And I was like, whew. And so I said, well, I'll get back with you. And I know she probably put notes down again. He was angry again. I wonder why if I was, but I was just shocked. Right. We were just shocked. Like, whoa. And so then I called my provider in the context of it. And they said, the hospital made a mistake. They're supposed to let us know within 3 days that you were going to be in the hospital longer than 3 days. And they made a mistake. Because of that, they actually got to have this. They got to cover the expense. But it's on them. They should have actually notified us, the carrier, within 3 days. And I thought,
his job was online.
And I said, okay, what do you think? And she says, well, I'll let you know. Call me back on Thursday if I don't call you back. And we're just having this nice conversation. And she calls me back, and I call her back, and she says, I handled everything. Mm. I handled everything. Everything's fine. But let me tell you who that was. That was VA. That was not Humana. This was not these different insurance agencies. That was that was VA. So don't tell me my comparison right now between private enterprise and hospitalization versus VA and how well VA treats someone. Thank you, sir. Can I help you? We talked about normal things. There was, you know, in the context, like, what is that? What was that? And it's like, you know, we got to reconsider this. And when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about what John's talking about, because that's where I was going to in this. And, of course, everything was covered in that. But I'm thinking, this is immediately what I'm thinking. What do you do if you're 60 years old, 70 years old, you're a widow or a widower, you know, or you're some young child or something, your child's go through surgery, and they call you up like that and treat you like that? I mean, she was saying things like, and they didn't pay your doctor, and they didn't do this. It wasn't even true. The doctor had already been compensated and paid, and I talked to him, and because they're all separate. I said, was the receptionist paid? I don't know. And it was like so complicated. So we can't say where we're going. This thing needs to be reformed, because I was shocked how many people are being devastated because they were threatened because of a medical situation when they went about it the right way. But this panicking bottom line actuary hospital starts calling up Mrs. Jones, who just had heart surgery like that. It just breaks my heart. And we're talking about this healthcare situation in America, Affordable Health Care Act. Obamacare is called as well. We're talking about a new book written by Ezekiel, Rob Emanuel's brother, which we talked about in the early part of the program. And he's the author of this particular new way of doing things. And, but we're talking about, hey, you know, we cannot deny the reality. It's amazing that people who have cheese criticize people who stand in cheese lines. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
People that have water criticize people who don't have water. And that's the human nature. But understand this, if you're a Christian, if you call yourself a Christ follower, we help people get water. That's what we do.
That's right.
We help them get water. And so I was talking about my experience in these telephone calls, and you can hear it, that as this particular lady was just ranting. I mean, she was ranting. And you could basically put it this way. She sounded like a bill collector. Like she had been, like somebody has been calling you and trying to get a hold of you to collect the bill, and you hadn't talked to them or you avoided them or something of that nature. So imagine that kind of intensity. But yeah, this is the first phone call, first time we ever met, and my realization that my insurance presently hadn't paid it yet. And so I'm just shocked. And so I asked her during this, I said, is this call recorded? And she says, no. I'm thinking, oh. I said, I sure wish it was. You know, I sure wish this call was recorded. And they're doing that on behalf of this hospital. So this hospital knows, you know, they know that these are like, I guess these are like Vito in the mafia or something. You know, you don't mess with Vito. If you need a collection, they'll go collect this thing for you. Right. We'll keep this new wing going out here on this building. And it's like, what are you doing? And how many people are so intimidated that happened to somebody, say, that's in their 70s, and they turn on their TV after hearing that ranting and raving and, you know, we're going to take you and we're going to take whatever. And, you know, and my response to her is like, okay, I'll pay it.
Yeah. I'll pay it. In her 70s.
Until she said how much it was.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll get back with you. But I would have paid it over time.
Yeah.
And so then, imagine now the 70-year-old would have heard them talk to her like that. She sits down just stunned and terrified. She has her house paid for. Her husband had worked and take care of her and got everything kind of set up where she can have a decent life, you know, shelter and all that. And she turns on the TV and it says reverse mortgages. It says reverse mortgages. You know, we can give you cash today for your house today, and you can live in as long as you want to. As long as you want to. And you don't have to make any payments at all. Just keep the tax up and just maintain the premises. And she goes, maybe I can take care of that $125,000 open heart surgery that way. And so she calls up the man who comes on continually, that she trusts his face, and he doesn't even work. He's a hired actor, but she trusts his face because she saw him in a John Wayne movie. And she gets the DVD, and her grandson tells her how to put it in the machine, and she puts it on and she listens to this. And she calls the number. Well, I have a house, and understand she owns this house. And it's about to be taken from her by this healthcare system of this threatening call because they made a mistake. and she's terrified she's going to lose everything. That's not just. That's not just. And the people that are going to take her house to give that hospital that money right there in the situation where they made a mistake, that's not just. And by the way, if she misses a tax, if she doesn't keep that property up, they take it from her. They take that house from her. Mm-hmm. And the second that she passes, the owner passes or sells the house, then she loses all that. Every bit of it just goes away. Mm-hmm. And her inheritance that she's going to pass on to her children is now owned by that particular mortgage company, but really it's owned by the hospital. And this is what Isaiah says. God sees that widow's furniture in your hospital. He sees how that bed was paid for. He sees how that new wean was paid for. He sees, does it not? He says he sees the widow's furnishings in your home. You cannot get unjust gain and brutalize people verbally to extort, and it's extortion, really. It's, you know, coming from law enforcement, it's a second-degree felony, extorting people for money. Mm-hmm. You're just using health. It's a good, strong way that, you know, it's their health or their child's health to collect. And so, yeah, I think, you know, as a Christian, and so I started thinking about, you know, what's an alternative? And Fox News is just reporting on a there's Christian companies out here that have a viable alternative, and we're not recommending them, but in the context, it's not even insurance, but it's kind of a Christian way to take care of things. Understand, how did you take care of things before there was insurance?
Right.
Prayer. Living right, you know? And but they said, you know, with just weeks left in signing up for the insurance, and by the way, you got to sign up at healthcare.gov, and we have, hope there'll be a link on this to show you how to get there. We got a way for a video that shows you how to sign up because it's the law now. It's growing. A growing number of people that report are opting to enroll in a Christian alternative to traditional healthcare insurance. A Christian alternative. Nationwide networks, it says, nationwide networks of fellow believers help share each other's major medical bills through what's known as healthcare sharing ministries. Think about that. It's like, wow. It says the nation's three largest ministries boast more than 242,000 members spanning all 50 states who agree to live so-called biblical lifestyles, meaning regular church attendance, no drugs, tobacco, sex outside of marriage, and limited alcohol consumption. Mm. And it's like, wow. And I was watching this one particular story that Fox News is reporting on, that this one mother, her son fell and busted his teeth. His front teeth were knocked out. Mm-hmm. And so she was part of, I believe, MediShare, which is one of those companies, and who, by the way, has been around since 1993, according to their website. And over, they paid out over $825 million has been paid out and to their members, mm-hmm. and helping them pay medical bills. And she paid $100, and then MediShare, whatever the company was, the mm-hmm. alternative, paid for the rest of it. And what it is, it's like sharing. It's like you pay so much money in a month, and it says, on their website here, it says, you know, monthly amounts, family options average less than $300 a month for the family. Hmm. Think about it, less than $300 a month. And of course, imagine this. I'm going to first just talk about how this works. And so with that, then they start saving. This is a savings account. And the money just migrates to whoever got hurt.
Right.
And it sounds like Israel, don't it? And then mm-hmm. somebody goes to surgery, it migrates over there and takes care of that need. But that person paid in during that time. And then, you know, little Bobby brushes his teeth out. And so it migrates over there. And people are continuing to pay into it. And and like they said, this one company, MediShare, has paid out over $825 million.
Wow.
Has been paid out and shared and discounted among the members there. And it's a proven biblical model, they say, for Christians, helping Christians. And that's what the Lord, you know, asks us to do. But think about this. If we could do something so powerful like that, mm-hmm. with paying these premiums, imagine this. Imagine that if you started tithing. First of all, get rightly related to a biblical-based church gathering, not some mechanism that keeps building wings on while people are starving in your presence. you know, the bouquet costing more than their car payment debt, and they need a car payment. They're losing their car because you got a $500 bouquet up front. You know, I'm talking about, getting in a biblical based church gathering and start tithing. Realize that only 3% of the church, of regular church attenders, that go twice, once every 2 weeks, according to George Barna, even tithe. And then understand, if we just start giving to God what's His, honor Him first, He said He'll rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And we may not get sick, but we could get sick, but God will take care of us in the context of that. Secondly, if 97% of the church is not even giving to God what's His, they're not tithing, they're not taking the first 10% of their increase and giving it to God. If we did that, we'd be a powerhouse.
No doubt.
We'd be a powerhouse, and we could build, like, I don't know, hospitals. We could have hospitals, and we could take Mrs. Jones in, who was being abused by that corporation and those stockholders and those actuary folks and those insurance companies, and we could say, Mrs. Jones, welcome to whatever hospital. Mm-hmm. We're going to take care of you. We're going to pray for you. And the church has provided this for you. And you have all these volunteers all over the place that are like loving on folks, and you know, like candy stripers are, and some others, but they just, this is their ministry. Then you have doctors who love God, but they're also getting a reasonable salary. But they know, this is my mission. This is my ministry.
Wow.
And we could have all these. And if we could do it now before the government totally takes over, because the evilness behind all this, no matter people's intention, is to totally to remove God out of the picture. But if we jump in there, imagine, we don't even know what we could do yet. Right now, with the 3% that is tithing, we're paying $1.3 million per baptized believer.
Wow.
We're not building hospitals. We're having new church plants. We're calling them. We're spending like $3 million on a church plant. We actually say, you know, let's build hospitals.
Exactly.
Let's tell doctors, if you're leaving that practice there, come to our practice. Begin to practice the words and ways of God. Listen, we commit in our town to take care of you and your family as our doctor, and we're going to figure this out. We're going to begin to do this. We believe that our God will provide for us. I think this is what we can do. And MediShare and companies just like MediShare, it looks like, they figured it out. And people, by the thousands, they said, are now coming here. And I think, and I don't know, I can't verify this, but Fox News is saying, we'll put the article up so you can see it on the torch. They're saying it's accepted as a viable alternative. So if you have this, you might not have to have the government's health, Affordable Health Care Act, which is pretty cool. You can find out more about it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit
our sponsor and underwriters, and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.